This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
I got some stuff from Burnout over the weekend, and I'm going to be trying this tomorrow. And I've got a digital laser thermometer, and I'm going to measure it. And what this basically does is when you get your cup of coffee, like when I get a cup of coffee off of a Keurig, it's measuring anywhere from 120 to 125 degrees. So I'm going to find out where the ideal temperature is for me, right? But what Burnout does is it siphons off that heat and then it traps what's left where you want it to be. And if it does all of this stuff, this is going to be miraculous. I can't wait to give this a shot. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. It's amazing. You know, hey. I've changed my video kit around, and you know, video equipment, if you have decent video equipment, you've got lenses and all this other stuff, and it gets expensive if you break it. So I signed up for this one application that is called, and I don't mind, My Gear Vault. I saw it on YouTube with a big photography channel. And I took the time to put all of my equipment in there and everything else, and I got back, and they're like wanting to know what I'm going to use this for. And I said, well, I'll be shooting, you know, filming people shooting guns, moving up and down the range and everything. They said, oh, no, we don't do insurance for anything having to do with guns. We'll do insurance for if you are in a studio and you're doing wedding photography. I said, is that a risky business? No. I said, so you guys advertise insurance and, you know, keeping up with your stuff and everything, and at the same time, you're not willing to extend that to me because I go to a gun range. Well, it's dangerous out there. And I was like, listen, you twit. I know exactly how dangerous it is. I go out there. I'm the one running up and down with all the rigs filming people shooting. Sometimes they film me shooting. I've had cameras fall off of the tripod out there. They're exposed to dust out there, all this other stuff. But I have never, ever, ever had an accident on the range where I shot the gun and killed the camera. So it's not nearly as risky as you think. But in the end, I just thought, you know, I said, listen, I'll be talking about you guys. The Hartford Company. Any of you guys involved with the Hartford Company? I don't know if I would go so far as to say they have a bias against guns, but they're definitely squeamish when it comes to insuring your property if you want to insure your property. Why would I care about insuring my stuff if I'm sitting in a nice studio? I don't know. All right. Let's go to where we need to go, okay? I'm not a client scientist. I'm not a scientist of any kind. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express in my lifetime, though. But I'm at least as qualified as the next non-scientist to form a rational opinion about global warming claims. Now, I know about the scientific method. And if you take that into account, no intelligent person can fail to see that the constant drumbeat of these wild, hysterical claims about the climate are insults to the search for the truth. So, I'm going to give you four reasons why I will bet my life that climate change is the greatest scientific and political hoax, sham in human history. Number one, the rampant scientific fraud. While I don't understand climate science, I can spot cheating a mile away. So without the assistance of a complicit Western media in burying the multiple indisputable cases of outright scientific fraud, man-made global warming theory would have been blown out of the water years ago. One of the most brazen instances of inexcusable scientific misconduct is documented by photographic evidence gathered during a 3-month investigation by a veteran meteorologist. Now, according, to a report, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, placed hundreds of official global warming thermometers in locations entirely unsuitable for gathering natural temperatures. They would put them adjacent to hot engines of parked cars, or on asphalt-covered roofs, or near hot exhaust vents of air conditioning units, or on heat-retaining airport tarmacs and paved parking lots, or next to heat-retaining rock formations and brick buildings. Global warming is measured in tenths of a degree, so every artificial upward nudge creates a deceptive picture of actual temperature. To avoid artificially elevated readings, NOAA's own official site location standards require that thermometers be placed at least 100 feet from any paved or concrete surface and in a level, open area with natural ground cover. And then they go and subvert those standards, and every voter should demand to know why they do that. No supporter of man-made global warming theory who sees the photographs of what happened there, all of which have been downplayed or outright ignored by a complicit, once again, Western media, can fail to ascertain that the theory that they support is being kept on life support by scientific fraud. Number two, the duping of John Q. Public. As reported in Forbes, the following unguarded statement was made by one of the climate crisis industry's loudest drumbeaters, the late Dr. Stephen Schneider. We need broad-based support to capture the public's imagination. We have to offer up scary scenarios, make simplified dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts. Each of us has to decide what the right balance is being between being effective and being honest. So, in other words, one of the most loyal sycophants told his like-minded colleagues that they not only must conceal evidence that casts doubt on global warming, they also have to craft their research in dishonest ways. Number three, a wildly long trail of inaccurate predictions. There was a 2015 report published in the Journal of Natural Climate Change compared 117 computer model projections during the 1970s with the amount of actual warming that occurred. Of the 117, only 3 were roughly accurate, while 114 overestimated the recorded warming. On average, the computer models predict twice as much warming as that was actually occurred. The wildly inaccurate predictions reported by Natural Climate Change were not alone. In a terrifying May 11, 1982 prediction trumpeted in the Western media, Mostafa Tolba said that an environmental tipping point was closing in. Earth faces environmental disasters, final as nuclear war by the end of this century, and this government's act now. That was seconded 7 years later in July 1989. Entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming is not reversed by 2000. Hadn't happened yet. And then there's the number four, intentional concealment of inconvenient parts of history. You know, the mega droughts, the great hurricane of 1780, lots of things. So, climate change is fiction. It is a fictional account of something, so that you look at day after tomorrow and think, oh my God, we must do something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
scientists.
Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. I'm going to test these things tomorrow. I am very eager to find out what we can get out of this. Now then, let me explain to you my fascination with climate change. Climate change is the biggest lie ever foisted on mankind. And what they hope to get out of it is the problem for me. Because it is nothing short of full-on tyranny that they would bring about with it. And that's why I am so fascinated by it. And that's why I'm so fascinated by people that sit there and think, you know, people don't think climate change is real. I know climate change is real. But I'm going to give you an example of why I am dubious about it. Now, today, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, released a special report on the alleged impact of global warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels and related global greenhouse gas emission pathways in the context of figuring out how to respond to all of that. But on October the 5th, we got another release from the non-governmental International Panel on Climate Change, the NIPCC, released on October 5th, a draft summary for policymakers on the fifth volume in its Climate Change Reconsidered series. Those two reports have dueling stories to tell about the causes and consequences of climate change. The IPCC report, referred to as SP15, is expected to claim that human greenhouse gas emissions are causing an unprecedented warming of the planet's atmosphere, that it is too late to prevent a warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, and that nothing less than a dramatic reduction of the use of fossil fuels, possibly even an outright ban enforced by the United Nations, is needed to prevent a global catastrophe. The NIPCC report finds that while climate change is occurring and a human impact on climate is likely, there's no consensus on the size of that impact relative to natural variability, the net benefits or costs of the impacts of climate change, or whether future climate trends can be predicted with any sort of confidence to guide public policy today. Consequently, there's no scientific basis for the recommendation that the use of fossil fuels should be restricted. Now, according to their summary policy for policymakers, the new NIPCC publication shows fossil fuels deliver affordable, plentiful, and reliable energy critical to human welfare. Wind and solar are not practical and reliable substitutes. How many people, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, to see a car smoking going down the road was not an uncommon sight. How many of you actually see that today? I mean, it is such a rare occurrence. And then everybody that's doing it is trying, if it happens to you, you're doing everything you can to keep that from going on. Now, also they found that fossil fuels create a better environment for the ecosystem because they require less surface area than renewable energy sources. Yeah, that's true. You got to, you know, give up a, you know, city block or more for a solar farm or all kinds of, I don't know how much space for a wind farm. 16 of 25 identified impacts of fossil fuels are net positive, 8 uncertain, only 1 is net negative. Areas of impact measured include agriculture, air quality, extreme weather events, and human health. Finally, forcing a transition from fossil fuel to wind and solar power would inflict tremendous economic hardship. Reducing world GDP. Now listen to this very carefully. Reducing world GDP by some 96% and plunging the world back to economic conditions last seen in the 1820s and the 1830s. How could two international teams of scientists and economists and other experts get together and arrive at such opposite conclusions? And there, my friends, you have that story. That's the story. The IPCC is a political organization, not a scientific body. Formed by the United Nations in 1988 for the purpose of establishing the need for a global solution to the alleged problem of anthropogenic climate change. Now note that the mission of the IPCC was never to study the causes of climate change. Were that the case, it might have devoted some of its billions of dollars in revenues over the years to examining solar cycles and changes in ocean currents and the sensitivity of climate to greenhouse gases or the planet's carbon cycle. The IPCC has spent trivial sums on those issues, and the authors and contributors of their voluminous reports have few or no credentials in those fields. And then consider the NIPCC. It's a scientific body composed of scholars from more than two dozen countries, first convened in 2003 by the great physicist S. Fred Singer and later chaired by another great physicist, Frederick Seitz. Their only purpose is to fact-check the work of the IPCC. They get no corporate or government funding, and they have no hidden agenda or axes to grind, and most of their participants volunteer their time. A few get a token compensation for many hours of effort. The NIPCC reviews the claim that human greenhouse gas emissions are causing climate change to be a hypothesis to be tested, not a preordained conclusion. And they ask whether the null hypothesis that changes in climate are natural variability caused by a multitude of forcings and feedbacks has been disproven. Their research reveals thousands of studies published in peer-reviewed scientific journals supporting the null hypothesis, meaning that the IPCC's mountains of data and expressions of confidence are irrelevant and meaningless and wrong. So, given this provenance, which report do you think is more likely to be truthful? NIPCC scientists and experts will be in Katowice, Poland, the week of December 4th, to release the full volume of Climate Change Reconsidered 2, Fossil Fuels, at a counter-conference coinciding with the United Nations 24th Conference of Parties, or COP24. They want climate change, they want single payer. And those two things amount to basic slavery. And that's my problem with both of these two things. So anybody out there that says, well, Bill, you don't know what you're talking about. It's all Soros. No. Soros is a useful idiot with a lot of money. And the people that he pays are useful idiots. But this other stuff is way deeper and way more insidious. And a lot of death involved in it. So bear with me, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're celebrating at NASA as its latest Mars lander has touched down on the red planet.
Touchdown confirmed!
A big sigh of relief at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. That ends a 300-million-mile journey to put the lander InSight on Mars. NASA is presently communicating with InSight, but Administrator Jim Brendenstein was a bit nervous.
I have witnessed these as, I should say, from the sidelines for many years. This is going to be the eighth time that we have a successful landing on Mars. Everybody knock on wood.
InSight is designed to send back data on what lies below the surface of Mars. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's. Excuse me, Burnout Mugs. I'm sorry. Bad host.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. This is going to be an interesting test because they're basically siphoning off heat and then holding at a certain level. I want to find out what that is and how that works. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I was speaking to somebody the other day and I confessed that I loved the new Lindsey Graham. And anybody out there that might have been around me had to have known something was up. When he was McCain's mini-me, he rarely passed up an opportunity to irritate us battle cons. And I can't stomach this garbage slander from his garbage colleagues. And the fact is that this whole disgusting Brett Kavanaugh grift has radicalized both us, the ones like us that don't normally avoid politics, and the alleged conservatives who've been living in a fantasy world where our opponents are good faith friends who just disagree with us on some issues in a good-natured way. The Cirque de Kavanaugh disgrace put an end to that comforting delusion. Kavanaugh, which normal people rightly see as an, you know, that attack on him, that was an attack on us. And that's cranked the tune that started with electing Trump. And now it's like one of those boombox, one of those stereo installations in a car where everything is vibrating. The trunk is threatening to come open. I mean, that's some vibrating stuff. I don't like that kind of stuff. I wouldn't want to listen to that. And even though I'm not a proponent of going, the polls are swinging in our favor, can you hear us now, leftists? Because some of us were already there. Some of us always saw the lies. Some of us always saw the fraud that was with your alleged concern for things like due process. But some of us wanted to believe in the good faith of our opponents, despite all the mounting evidence, and some of us were suckers. They went after a guy who, despite all of his credentials, lives like a normal guy. He coached his kid's team, he went to church, he liked beer, he still likes beer, he also liked UB40, but I'm not going to hold that against him. Even the gimpiest of the conservative gimps can't pretend that the attack on Kavanaugh isn't an attack on us. The last few weeks has made it impossible for any of them to live in denial any longer. When Brett Stevens wakes the hell up, you know the alarm is going off. And at this rate, next we'll see some anti-Trump sex symbol like George Will announce that the Democrats have been unsporting. There are still a few simpering Frito-Cons out there desperately hoping that they can get things back to normal, which means showing their bellies and gobbling up the occasional scrap from the leftist establishment table. Jeff Flake's cowardice in the face of a pair of shrieking leftist shrews is one example. Ben Sasse, who writes books no one reads about, how we aren't as moral as him, decided to go AWOL while a good man's reputation was being slaughtered, only to poke his head up after Donald Trump and go after Donald Trump for daring to point out all the holes in the accuser's ever-changing story. That's pathetic. There is a strain of conservatism that is simply gutless. The good news is that pretty soon we'll kick all of these dorks out of office and they can go ahead and headline some of Bill Kristol's cruises. And the rest of us are woke. We're red-pilled. We're getting militant. See, normal people like us get that if you can do this to Brett Kavanaugh, you can do this to anybody. If they win, they'll destroy anybody normal or normal friendly by a mere accusation. And notice how none of this applies to the elites, since they really don't care about sexual abuse. Their own gross collection of women, beaters, abusers, and pervs get a pass every time, all the time, every day, all day. This is the left's dream tool. They don't have to prove anything. They simply have to point, screech, witch, and their enemy disappears like in that Bizarro Universe Star Trek episode when Spock had a beard. But it has become clear that we're not accepting this, because to accept that is to accept our own submission to these goofs in perpetuity. At first, the response was anecdotal. You know, Hugh Hewitt had a bunch of women callers dial in, all of them irate, which he described as an unprecedented avalanche. But now people are paying attention, and they're mad. And every man knows he has a bullseye on his back, and every woman knows her husband, brother, or son could soon be next. And these people aren't afraid of men being held accountable for things they did, but a false accusation that the left would strip them of their ability to defend themselves against. The attempted sacrifice of Kavanaugh on the altar of unrestricted abortion is too much for them. And now the polls are making it clear that they are angry, ticked off, and ready to low crawl over jagged glass shards to vote against the Democrats who instigated all of this atrocity. Now, anecdotes are tricky. Some of the polls are less so. Heidi Heitkamp is done. She is toast. Claire McCaskill, toast. That goofy guy in Indiana looking bad? Yeah. Manchin? He knows what time it is, so he might weasel, you know, through. We're not going to forget what happened here this time. And this is going to have a lasting impact, a lasting taste, if you will. But not all, one of the Democrats, are not, none of them are going to like this. Somebody observed that Andrew Breitbart was radicalized by the Clarence Thomas hearings and the manifest injustice that this brave man endured at the hands of lying, hypocritical Democrats, like noted aquatic Oldsmobile operator Ted Glug Glug Vroom Vroom Kennedy. We are awake now, Democrats. And your go-to tactic of destroying our people, that's broken now. You have played that card as far as it's going to go. Anything coming out of your faces now is going to be a lie. We're going to know you're lying because your lips are moving. So anytime you say anything, if you tell us the sky is blue, we're just going to shake our head and go, nope, no, it isn't. If you tell us the earth is round, we're going to go, nope, no, it isn't. All your stuff is broken. Broken and unfixable. This is one of these things that you overplayed it so far. There is no redemption. You have exited the aircraft. You are now on your way to the ground. You cannot swim back to the aircraft. I'm sorry. You broke your primary weapon. You took it too far, and it is broken now. We know it. You won't destroy another one of us. As a matter of fact, you didn't destroy the one you tried to destroy. He is there. He forgives you. That's that whole goodness thing. Abashed, the devil stood and felt how awful goodness is. Your main method is broke, and we'll be seeing you in a month. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. This portion of the show, well, you know what? Let me do the full rejoinder, Sean. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout Mugs.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Test is going to be one of the funnest things I've done in a long time. A long time. So, we'll see. Look at that. Mess that up. We'll just kill that for right now. For some reason, the media loves every time a celebrity opens their face. It's almost like if they believe that because they're an athlete or a performer with some sort of significant skill, that they're equally skilled in all other things, and they seem to give these people a platform from which they can spread their political opinion far and wide, yet they never bother to even ask how well these celebrities understand an issue. Now, when it comes to guns, it's particularly insidious, because with fame comes wealth in most cases. Sure, you can be famous and broke, but that's not how it usually works. Because of that wealth, those celebrities have the ability to hire professional security men with guns who will keep their employers safe and sound. At the same time, those same celebrities will espouse opinions on guns. And the latest example of this is LeBron James, NBA player. Very gifted, athletic individual. We we get this. NBA star LeBron James loves his family, naturally enough, and when bad guys recently targeted them, he took steps to keep them safe, specifically the LA Lakers dribbler, brought in some heavy-duty firepower, a whole team of armed guards. He's taking every possible measure to protect his loved ones, as would anyone. Meanwhile, as far as the little people are concerned, LeBron says there's no room for guns and he wants to increase penalties for carrying firearms, legal or illegal. Incredibly, even Chicago's anti-gun priest, Father Michael Flager, has armed guards. And of course, he claims he has no armed bodyguards. And yet, despite his prevarication, one of his favorite bodyguards was caught and arrested for carrying a gun without a license not long ago, right on the steps of Friar Flager's church. If anti-gunners didn't have some sort of a double standard, they wouldn't have any at all, and I couldn't agree more with that. People like LeBron James can afford to hire professionals. They can afford to outsource their personal safety, and most of us can't. When people like James advocate for more gun control, they're seeking to make it impossible for us to take our own safety in our own hands. We can't hire bodyguards like LeBron can, just like we have to clean our own homes and cook our own food or any number of other tasks a rich professional athlete can afford that the rest of us can't. We have guns, and we carry our own guns because we take our family safety seriously as well. We don't have as millions, so we have to do it ourselves. But James would deny us this ability. It offends his sensibilities, so he wants to make it impossible for us to provide our families with even a fraction of the protection his family has. For all the left's railing about privilege in recent years, they ignore this prime example because it's from one of their own. There's a reason that we're getting sick of people like LeBron James. He can play some basketball. He'll be in the Hall of Fame and will be mentioned for generations as one of the greats. I have no doubt about that, but skill with a basketball doesn't mean he has a damn clue about anything else, and as a result, I see no reason to take any of his statements about gun control or anything else other than rank hypocrisy. Who is this guy supposed to be? Who is he supposed to be talking to? Is he telling me and you that we should give it up? Finally, let's look at this. In every one of these kinds of fights, there's people that come out ahead on this one, and there's people that come out in the, behind after the Kavanaugh firestorm type thing. So let's acknowledge it. In some ways, we don't know. The midterm elections a month from now have become more chaotic and uncertain, as the Kavanaugh hearing has added fuel to the already raging partisan flame. And we could see all manner of outcomes from this. I just don't think that's going to be the case, but it could be split. In four states where Democratic senators are running for re-election, Trump and his Supreme Court pick are popular. Joe Donnelly, Claire McCaskill, Heidi Heitkamp, and John Tester may go down to defeat because of the intensity of their leftist base opposition, preventing them from moving to the center and voting for Kavanaugh. Last year, both Donnelly and Heitkamp voted for Neil Gorsuch. Big difference there. For his part, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks the excesses of the Kavanaugh opposition are a great political gift. He told The Hill that the tactics have energized our base. I want to thank the mob because they've done the one thing we were having trouble doing, which was energizing our base. There's a flip side of the political impact. The confirmation of Kavanaugh could inflame suburban women. And when we're thinking suburban, think big city women, okay? And that may play a key role in deciding whether or not the GOP can defend 25 seats won by Hillary Clinton in 2016. Like in Southern California, where the Democrats are currently leading or tied in four Orange County districts that Clinton carried, but which also elected a Republican in 2016. A Democratic poll, and once again, this is where I, you know, for me, this is where, when we start quoting polls of this type, I start sitting back and going, well, now I just don't quite understand why we're quoting this, because it's obviously sort of weighted and biased here. They did a poll and found that women in the four Orange County seats said they would be less likely to vote Republican if Kavanaugh was confirmed. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. The winners: rule of law, that was a winner. Bedrock principles of American justice, and it was a rejection of mob rule. Graham's fears that Smears and character assassination would dominate any future court appointment debate have been put in abeyance, at least for now. McCarthyism did not succeed. A big winner here, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. I've not been a big fan of his for a long time. Quite honestly, I've often thought that he looked like he might have just been embalmed. But I gotta give the man his due. He came alive, and he came alive fierce. President Donald Trump. He won in 2016 because he convinced wobbly Republicans spooked by the infamous Access Hollywood tape that he would appoint solid conservatives to the federal courts, and he has proceeded to do precisely that. And with his two additions to the Supreme Court and dozens of appointees to lower courts, he has also convinced Republicans that they have a common adversary in the left, and that should override concerns about his erratic governing style. This is the first time that the country club Republican and the Trump Republican have come together, Lindsey Graham said. Even never Trump columnist Bret Stephens, you know, he said, I'll admit to feeling grateful that in Trump at least one big bully was willing to stand up to others. Jeff Flake, winner. He doesn't have to worry about the immediate political implication of his role because he's retiring. But he will probably emerge with more pluses than minuses, and his insistence that the background check be reopened did pay off. That increased amount of time sort of let some of the less credible allegations collapse. It produced no new incriminating evidence against him. It turned up evidence that Christine Ford's allies had unsuccessfully pressured Leland Kaiser, and, you know, worked out pretty good. The losers, Michael Avenatti, the publicity-seeking lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels, and he was the lawyer of Julie Curly Sue Swetnick, who claimed she saw young Kavanaugh at multiple parties where gang rapes were occurring. That's sort of, you know, I went to 10 of those. That's what she said. I went to 10 of those. What were you thinking, Curly Sue? The FBI, they were a loser. They're under attack now from both the right and the left. And another poll by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist College found that nearly a third of those surveyed found the FBI to be biased against Trump. That was then. This is now. Still laughing. I'll still be laughing. But I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.